Hello, listeners. Welcome to a very special BattleBots 2020 edition of My Girlfriend Doesn't Like Robots.
Why is it special?
Because all the robots that we're doing today are coming up in the new season, in season 5 of BattleBots.
Okay.
So this is like a special.
That's not very special to me, but that's fine.
It's special to a lot of people, but we've waited a long time for this season.
Oh, but I don't really like robots.
It's kind of the entire point.
Welcome to the podcast.
Have you missed us?
No. I have not. I live with you, so.
Yeah, you put up with my shit on the daily, really, didn't you?
What do I put up with? I embrace some of your shit.
Some. A very select amount.
Is that guinea pigs doing
no,
that?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Right, we shall kick off with the first machine.
We should power up by. Instead of kick off, you know.
We'll plug in our LiPo batteries.
What's LiPo? Like lithium?
Lithium.
What's Po?
Polymer.
Why don't you do LiPo then? Because Po could be an element. I thought it was an element. I'm pretty sure Po is an element.
Probably is an element for something.
It's not phosphorus because that's P. It's not plutonium because that's Pu. Don't know.
Poxygen.
I can't believe you said that to a science teacher.
Have I just offended you on like a personal level though?
I've been more upset at you, but this is up there.
Okay. We shall charge up and start with the first machine, Hijinks.
Is that a burb?
It is, it's an owl.
Why is it? Are they meant to be like Aztec colours or? Is that like the theme?
I think it's just the theme they're going for. So they're big on the sort of CMYK colouring and design stuff. Cause
what do you mean CMYK?
Cyan, maroon, yellow, and whatever it is. It's stuff to do with printing and colours and stuff, I think.
Why are you using terms you don't understand?
I read it somewhere. The woman who runs the team, Jen, she sent me an email about the thing. I understand most of it, but maybe not as much as I thought I did.
There's cyan, okay, I can accept that, even though it's clearly turquoise, but that's not the point. Maroon is not on there.
Not maroon, magenta. That's what I meant.
That's not magenta either, that's pastel pink.
I don't know, it's a colour. And then yellow and whatever.
Did you actually read the email?
I did read it. I thought I understood what CMYK was, but apparently I don't.
Okay. Okay, you may continue.
Yeah, so the owl thing they got from coming up with a design deliberation for it, because when they previously applied for it, they wanted it to be a continuation of another robot that Jen was part of, one called Scorpios.
Sorry, I don't understand the planning. Why do you need to apply for planning?
So, well, obviously, you have to apply every year to make CV.
I thought you put forward your robot.
Yeah, you did. You put forward your robot and they'll say, this is the design we want to make.
Not actually made yet?
Yeah, so they'll usually put like a CAD sketch or something. Say, this is the idea we've got. What do you think of it? Do they like it? So, obviously, Jen was part of the Scorpios team on season 4 and has a very distinctive overhead cut thing, the hammer saw, what they call it, and they initially applied for it to be a redesign. So they were going in, still calling it Scorpio, still part of that sort of design ethos, but with the big spinning undercutter blade.
Yeah.
Production initially liked it, but then didn't, and gave them 48 hours notice to come up with something new. So that they could get on the show, because they wanted to keep Scorpios, because Scorpios is still going to be in this season 5.
Yeah, it could be confusing.
They wanted to keep it as the overhead design for continuity sort of thing. So they went with the undercut design. And ours
are... It makes sense though, I would say like the trademark of a robot is its weapon plus its concept.
Yeah.
So the concept is Scorpios.
It has the big scorpion tail, yeah.
And then the weapon is that. So you can only change one at a time.
So much of it, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so then they put out the redesign for it, which is sort of more bird-themed. And then they just refined it further.
I just don't get why go with a bird theme if that doesn't apply to the anatomy of a bird.
Well, you could see it as sort of like...
Yeah, but
like,
that's a spinner underneath.
You could read that as like, instead of like claws or something. The main thing of it.
No, I can't.
Okay.
You're saying you can read that, and I'm telling you I can't. I can't read that. It looks dumb. Like, as a weapon, as a robot, great.
Mm.
As a concept, I'm not bringing it. This is probably going to bring back bad memories for Jen. Like, that's exactly what they said for Scorpios. The redesign. Oh. Sorry, Jen. Sorry for the PTSD.
Well,
just imagine me in a suit across a table from you. 2 meters distance, don't worry. Possibly a... What do they call the clear shield things?
Protective screens or something.
Visor, yeah. Like, whatever. But the protective screen between us, so we're COVID safe. My secretary, who's a blonde... I can't use the word bimbo, can I? Can I?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. A blonde bimbo, compared to those non-blonde bimbos you have. Hands me my coffee, as I tell you, that it's just not going to work for the projected profits for next season. So we're going to need to redesign pronto.
Redesign 48 hours of what they had.
I'll use all these like corporate terms, like the gross margin.
Trajectory.
I'll use all these words. Don't worry, Jen, I'll keep you safe. Oh my god, my phone is going off. That'll actually go off in the meeting with us.
Mm.
To show you how much of a corporate arsehole I am.
Art follows form.
Jen's not even going to watch this now.
Oh, yeah, she, I imagine she won't, because we've...
Well, I've just spent, like 3 minutes trying to roleplay with her, without being here, about how...
You don't like her.
She'd gone through trauma of having to redesign her redesign.
Well, Jen has sort of got pretty...
What I'm trying to show you here, Jen, is that capitalism is bad, and... if you will, join me. Because I noticed in the previous picture, you have 8 friends. Right? If you will join me in brotherhood, we can take down the capitalist overlords. Instead of brotherhood, I could call you comrade. Comrade? Raid? Comrade? Raid?
Comrade.
It's got an E on the end. So it's comrade.
Comrade. However you say it in a Russian accent.
You know what, Jen, if you want me to do a Russian accent purely so you'll join the revolution, I can do that for you. As long as your 8 friends are also involved, because I need numbers for this, for the violent takeover.
You can't overthrow a government with a single person.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm co-opting the podcast so that we can gain the following and eventually overthrow the capitalist powers that be.
But
I do need to have some fun. And quite frankly, I feel like it would benefit us all.
Hmm.
Anyway, back to your robot. awful colour scheme.
That was the original what they submitted.
Is that a purple or is that a pink? No one knows.
It is a colour. That's the least I can give you. I do much prefer the colours of hijinks in this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it an Aztec design? Because it does kind of look Aztec-y. Like,
yeah, I can see that. I don't think that was...
You could call its defeats its sacrifices, because the Mayans did human sacrifices.
Robot sacrifices in this case, I guess.
Well, it's robot on robot, isn't it? The humans, the Mayans didn't hire robots to kill their human sacrifices. So if you're going to do a parallel, it has to be robot on robot.
That
makes
sense, yeah.
Okay, Jen, I know you're listening. Matt doesn't have to be part of the revolution. I'm not saying you have to deal with Matt. He clearly isn't capable.
Apparently I can't even read a fucking email, so...
No, you can't read an email. Look, he's trying. We'll put him in the back. He can do the lights or something. He'll do the smoke machine. Oh, you love a smoke machine.
I do a smoke machine, yeah.
So he'll do the smoke machines for the the revolution. If you've got someone that can do the pyrotechnics, who Matt will get along with, that'll be nice too. Yeah. We'll sort it out. We'll do it over, again, over a socially distanced a board meeting. It'll be great. Someone will bring the snacks. We'll take it in turns, you know?
So you're showing all this love for Jen, but Jen has previous with the podcast because one of the teams that she was originally on...
Oh, turns out, Jen, you're not allowed to be part of the revolution. Take back everything I said. And I was going to say something really mean then, but I thought, no.
Yeah, she was originally part of Battle Royale with Cheese, who you have such wonderful opinions about.
Okay, Jen, you're being demoted. You can be the cook. A revolution can't happen on an empty stomach.
That's very true.
Again, if you know someone who can do the pyrotechnics...
Give me a shout.
They can be with Matt in the back. Also, I'm not sure where the back of a revolution would be.
Yeah. How big is this crowd? How far
I don't know. I feel like we'd have to live in a commune. The commune would be our headquarters. And every time we leave the gates, we need smoke and pyrotechnics.
Yeah, you gotta make an entrance or an exit, I guess.
And then Jen can be the cook.
Okay.
Because clearly she has a problem with junk food.
So I'll tell
what? I may have said this beforehand.
Yeah.
Why would you make a food-themed robot?
Because it looks cool. Because it's unique.
It's not unique. There's other food-themed robots.
Name one.
Cheese.
It's Wee Big Cheese.
You said to name one. I named
that
one.
That doesn't look like a food, though.
It looks like a cheese.
If you'd have said hard cheese from series 3 or 4, then yeah.
But it looks like a cheese.
Yeah, it sort of does. Even the original Big Cheese didn't look like a... It was a yellow slice. It was about as close as it got.
Whether it was or was not a cheese, right, isn't the problem. Was it designed to be a cheese?
Was it
jellyfish does not look like a jellyfish at all.
That's very true.
But it is a jellyfish.
It's called jellyfish, yeah.
So I'm saying it's food-themed.
Food, yeah, I'll give you that. So I'll tell you a bit more about hijinks. So, the bar...
feel like I'm being really mean to Jen now. She's gone from leading a revolution, a communist revolution against capitalist overlords, to being the cook of the revolution.
Listen, both are important roles. Yeah? They're all essential workers.
This is how... It's only going to end badly. She's going to poison my food. She's going to overthrow the overthrower.
Uno reverse. So,
you hate Uno. You can't use Uno if you hate Uno. Uno is a great game. Jen, I'd play Uno with you. She seems like the kind of person who'd do a sneak attack. I only say this because she can clearly do a redesign. Right? And that is basically an Uno reverse.
Yeah, true.
Subverting expectations.
Give them the odds.
Okay, maybe you can be part of the... Listen, your people will talk to my people. Well, what does that do? What's
the sticker thing about that? I haven't worked that out yet.
Is it actually... No, it's not a sticker.
It is a sensor thing, but I haven't worked it out. It's something to do with clicking and stuff.
It is moving, slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt's finally got a new laptop to do the podcast stuff on. He doesn't have to keep borrowing mine.
I can edit on my own time, it's lovely.
He's trying to edit this on a Chromebook, which is the spiritual equivalent of taking a photo on a potato.
Yeah. I do remember distinctly.
Editing a podcast on a...
On a Chromebook.
On a Chromebook, which doesn't let you download software.
Still mad I got to 99% rendered and it crashed. So mad. I spent 4 hours doing that.
How long did it used to take you to upload from the Chromebook?
So upload was fine. It was rendering the final edit and then like saving it. That was at least 3 hours. And
what about on my laptop?
On your one is half an hour max. It's fucking crazy.
The language on this podcast.
Yeah, cares.
Your parents who watch it. Listen. Listen to it, not...
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that as a directive. I realised when I said it. Listen.
So I'll tell you a bit more about Hadouk. So they initially started with the first design with a
they should have put a space there because it literally looks like it says Hijinx.
It started as just the one word. I think
yeah, but they didn't put it on the design, did they?
I think the word hijinks technically has a dash in it, but we'll allow it.
Like, we're the arbiters. You're not part of the revolution, babe. You're in the back doing the smoke machine. Like, don't get ahead of yourself. I'll allow it.
Okay.
So I realise that I must come across as such, like, domineering person in our relationship. But it's literally only now.
Yeah. So, yeah, the undercut part they started with was a 36-inch one, so about 3 foot or so. And then one of
36 inches is literally 3 foot, but yeah. Okay.
And then one of the other team members, I think one of the drivers, said that they were thinking too smallly and that they should go bigger. So the one
smallly is not the right word you were thinking.
Smaller. So they went to a 48-inch one. She's about as tall as Jen is. I think Jen's about 5 foot. So it's about only about
okay,
a foot
shorter. They went from 3 foot to 4 foot. Okay, and you said, and that's about the height of Jen, who is not 4 foot.
It's closer.
No, it's not.
4 foot is closer to 5 foot than 3 foot is.
Yeah, but not by much.
About a whole 12 inches.
That's not.
They kept the design of Hijinx like under wraps completely. Even like BattleBot supporters who got the sort of roster announced early didn't see any of it until they confirmed that there was a season 5 and they dropped the trailer for it. That was only when we saw that final picture of Hijinx. Like, even just up to the build up, the most we'd seen was like a part of a frame and some little bits of build process, and we had no clue what it looked like until that dropped.
They have a kind of problem though, in that if they're in like a threesome, what do they call those? The battles. But there's more than
the three way. Because it's okay. Usually one on one is something.
Yeah, but sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do three ways, yeah.
Or if they're just up against a quick robot, there is enough distance between the end of the rotor and the back tail that could be flipped.
Yeah, there is. That's what I've seen people throw around, because it's so wide, it's going to maybe not be quite so agile and stuff. I think
they've left that open.
There is a bit of space, yeah. But I think it can run a verbal, but it's not really going to do a lot, I guess.
And it's got quite a big clearance.
Yeah, that's it. That's the downside of undercuts. You have to leave enough room for the thing that is. You end up riding quite high off the ground. Even like the only other undercut that's in the competition at the minute, Valkyrie, even that rides quite high, but that has the bake quite far up front. But it's the design that you
can. And the distance between the wheels and the body.
Yeah, you have to obviously accommodate for that and everything. Undercut is probably one of the hardest things to design because there's so many elements or sort of failure points to it. But when
it could be worse. You could design a burger robot.
There's nothing wrong with Battle Royale with cheese. It's a brilliant robot, and I won't hear a bad word said against it.
So the only reason I'm so defensive about Battle Royale with cheese is because I was looking for a t-shirt yesterday to wear to bed. Pick up the first one I put on. It's freaking Battle Royale with cheese on it, isn't it? Of course it is. So I had to sleep the night. I was too tired to choose another shirt, so I just had to sleep in it.
Amazing. I think that was about as good as when you wore your Robot Wars hoodie.
I don't like it purely because it gives Matt so much joy. Like, there's no reason for you to get that happy.
It's like if you saw me in, like, I don't know, in like an Amity Affliction shirt or something.
I'd be like, oh, that's cool. And then I'd leave it. Because it doesn't give me that much joy. Like, I don't understand how it gives you. I go out of my way to do things for you sometimes, and it doesn't give you as much joy as, like, the most stupid things give you joy.
I'm a simple man, what can I say?
Oh, you're simple, alright.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on.
So the other cool thing about the team, the Hijinx team, so that's them all there, so obviously you got Jen and the other lot, I can't remember.
Why are they wearing blue? So oh, wait, it's a... Wait, what? In that picture, that looks like red, but it's clearly not because it's the same colour as that. So it's that pink, and yeah, then it's just your screen.
Yeah, it's probably just the, how the pictures turned out or whatever.
Why have you put your mouse there? I was going to say.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so the guy at the gen's right, it's a guy called Orion Beach. And
Meech.
I would say he's probably one of the best drivers in BattleBots that they've had.
He has phenomenally hairless legs.
Mm.
Or just zoom, just make this full screen. Oh no, he does have hair on his legs. Can you just make it increase? Thank you. Increase the size, yeah.
Yeah, so Orion obviously was previously on the Scorpios team, and he passed transfer ownership of it to a guy called Zach Lydle, who drove it in last season, season four. Season two and three was Orion's driver, and some of the driving that he got at him was just...
Are you sure it's Lydle or not Lidl?
It's Lydle. That's how they pronounce it on the show.
L-I-D-D-L-E.
I think it's Lidl. I think it's W-E-E-L. That's how they pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a really good. I think it is Orion that's doing the driving. If it is, it's going
to
be.
You can't just like someone, can you? You just have to simp for them, do you?
What's wrong with you?
Huh?
That's why I'm with you.
You call me mediocre?
No, I'm calling you majestic in this point.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So.
You're only saying that because Jen's listening.
Jen's fine, she's great. She's cool. The email she sent back to me when I asked her just for like info about her.
And here we show a display of Matt simping again.
Listen, she wrote me a bleeding thesis about her robot, essentially. It was amazing. So what do you?
That's the only time you get Matt reading.
Pretty much. So what do you think about hijinks as a whole?
It's better than Battle Royale with cheese.
Not by much.
Oh, no, it's better than Battle Royale with cheese. Yeah. I should say it like that.
Yeah.
The colour scheme and the lack of hyphen between High and Jinx annoy me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is Aztec, that makes sense.
Mm.
Because that makes sense with the High Jinx as well. I don't think it's going to last long.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know how well it is. I'd like to see it go to at least.
I think the wheels and the fact that you can get the amount of clearance is going to end up being a problem.
Yeah.
For it.
I'd like to see it go at least break even. Like
you like to see a lot of things. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
That's very true.
Sorry, that sounds so mean.
You're so mean to me, aren't you?
Not intentionally. I'm just very blunt, and then I look at your face. You're like. I've just kicked you in the mouth.
We shall move on then to our second robot of this special, which is a robot by the name of...
Oh, I hate it.
Mad Catter.
You knew I was going to hate it.
Yeah, it's fine, put it on it.
Okay, show me the person who made it.
Oh, he's a legend.
Exactly how I thought he'd look.
Martin Mason is a legend. The persona he has...
Oh, wait, is he part of like... The Masons.
No.
Is he a Freemason? No. Because that would explain a lot.
Well,
I mean, you think he's not a Freemason. They're usually quite secretive about whether
they're Freemasons. As far as I'm aware, he's not a Freemason. But he's really got the persona he has on the screen. He's like very like old school wrestler, like Hulk Hogan or like that. And he's like, brother!
Does he wear double denim?
I think most of the team wears double denim.
I like that one guy who just doesn't.
Oh, he's really cool. Last year, because obviously, so when they start the fight, they have the button thing that they hit to show that they're ready. One of them, in their fight against a robot called Railgun Max, which has like a egg beater thing, they bought a cake mixer to push the button with. Because Railgun Max's whole thing is like they have whisks and stuff because it looks like an egg beater.
Okay, so who's the adult in this team? Like, who's the responsible adult?
At a push, Martin in the middle.
Okay, that's no. I asked for the responsible adult.
I don't think they have any on the team.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. Which one's the furry?
I've no idea.
One of them is because look at the thing. One of them is a furry. Tell me who is the furry.
The hand on the self-writer is. quite realistic.
It's fluffy. I saw it. Mm. It's fluffy. Which one of you is the furry? Own up!
Yeah, so, obviously, Mad Cat is the vertical spinner. This is how it runs. It's also got the lift of, like, self-right.
Is that
and
what
stuff.
Meant to be his brain or something?
Yeah, it's like a brain that's got the big spider thing in it as well. Yeah, it looks really cool. So, and it's also, it's got like a modular setup.
Does every single one of these have eyes?
Yes.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
A little bit, yes.
Matt, there's only so much rage I can produce. You know how I feel about anthropomorphized things.
Mm.
For the Mad Cat, I don't mind because the Cheshire Cat is meant to be like a psychopath.
Mm.
For hijinks, also, Jen, please do not poison me when the revolution comes. For hijinks, it also makes sense because it's like voodoo, so it's like bad.
And it's an owl, so
I do not mind it being anthropomorphized, if as long as it's not cute.
Okay. And like, if there's good reason for it, I guess.
Yeah. So, my views on this have developed, obviously.
Yeah.
So who did I really hate? Fucking Nelly.
Yep.
The grandma.
Oh, Granny's Revenge, yeah.
Can't remember any of the others that I really hate. I really hate jellyfish, but that's not because, like, it's anthropomorphized. I really hate jellyfish because it looks shit.
Because it's crap.
It looks like something... None of my kids would make that because I teach year 7 and up.
Yeah.
It looks like Reception probably made that.
It's a class project for year 4s or something.
Mobius I don't like because it's... it's... I get the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Hate the execution.
Fair.
Great concept, but it's also like you tried making Brandon, but you only went to a dress-up shop. If you get what I mean.
You've intentionally limited yourself on...
You tried making the cool pirate, like, mystical dark guy.
Yeah.
But you only had Halloween gear from, like...
4 years ago.
Yeah.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah? Who else? Who else has had an anthropomorphized one, like a face on it? I don't think there's been many others.
Not many. A few of them have had, like, eyes or have had dumb faces or something, but not extensively.
Like, so I'm okay with it if it's done well.
Diotor you didn't really like.
Fucking Diotor. Diotor had a backstory though, didn't it?
Mm.
It had, like, a whole series.
Diotor was a child.
Oh, the fucking gender. Don't gender your robot.
Oh, that was Zuge.
The son.
Zuge. The big foam dragon thing from the other one.
Oh, the fucking dragon thing, because I hate it because it made it out of foam. Don't build a robot. Okay, should we write my rules? You know Jordan Peterson's 12 rules for life? God has his 10 commandments.
Aisha has her rules on robots.
Okay. Don't build one that's specifically meant to fail. So things like putting it in foam. That fucking one that... the ladybug one. The one that's covered in black and red...
spotty fur.
Yeah.
You mean Diotor?
Fucking Diotor! Do not put fur on it! Didn't they douse it with kerosene and set it on fire?
Yeah, for one of their fights. It was an exhibition match. They just covered it all in kerosene.
Okay. Don't add googly eyes, especially. Or faces in general that are meant to be cute, but especially googly eyes.
Are they the main rules then? Anything else?
That's only two!
Yeah.
No, there's way more. Don't make it cute.
Mm-hmm.
Don't gender it.
I'm just going to write no gender.
That's also one of the rules for the revolution. I'm sorry if you have a gender, you will have to leave it at the door. just pack it up in your suitcase and chuck it off a cliff. No gender allowed. You're allowed an agenda.
a gender.
Yeah.
But you can't have a gender. There is a difference.
You're allowed an agenda.
Oh, and oh, an agenda, as in the comics.
Like the gays.
Ah, okay, yeah.
The gay agenda.
Yeah.
The gays. You know, the gays. But you're not allowed a gender.
Ah, okay.
An agenda is fine.
But agenda is not.
No.
Okay.
That's one of the rules of communism.
Well, Aisha's branch of communism,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah. Although saying that, I kind of want to be a dictator. We'll discuss that anyway.
We'll work it out later.
That'll come up at the board meetings. What other things do I hate in robots? So, I hate if they're made to fail. I hate if they're cute. I hate if they have faces, especially if they have googly eyes. I don't like it if they have really shitty designs like jellyfish. If a kid could have made it, like, designed it.
Yep.
Bad. That goes to that fucking dinosaur shit as well.
Zoo.
Even though he was made out of foam, but he was made to fail, so I hate that as well.
Okay. I'm sure there's more. I think we'll come back. We'll carry on with this. We'll come back to them. There's going to be some more.
Don't be meaningly obnoxious without cause. I'm talking about huge.
What's wrong with huge? Huge is a genius design.
Obnoxious without cause.
How is huge obnoxious?
Look at it.
It's just bit. It's
look at it.
It's designed in a way it's people huge. Don't think. Barely anyone will protect their top armor because people, most of like axes and overhead stuff is usually crap. The way huge has come in and designed.
Okay. Don't have a smarmy following.
Please specify.
I'm talking about huge. I'm talking about that American guy who's really like, who just turns up with his robot. Doesn't apply. Just turns up with a robot.
Oh, you mean Martin Mason, the same guy they did last.
Oh week. My god, this guy. I was with you, Mad Catter. So you have a smarmy following and a smarmy guy.
Yeah, that was how they got into season 4. They just turn up and said, "We've got a robot. Can we fight?"
Fucking the guy who dresses up as Donald Trump.
For Donald Trump from Yeah, Rebels.
Fuck him as well.
He was cool, he's
no,
fine.
No, fuck him.
Alright.
Right, I don't like cute designs, I don't like anthropomorphizing people, I don't like things set up to fail, and I don't like...
Obnoxious without cause.
Obnoxious without cause. You're allowed to be obnoxious... If you set it up well.
As long as there is a good reason for the obnoxiousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Nelly's team,
mm.
Alright. Nelly herself, fuck her. She can die.
Don't be mean to Nelly.
See what's happened here? She's cute, and she's got googly eyes, and she's anthropomorphized, so suddenly you're feeling sympathy for her.
She's a small
person. That's exactly what... And we've gendered her. We're calling her her. She's not a her, she's an it. And this is why it shouldn't happen.
Fair enough.
I will personally scrap her.
How dare you? I mean, technically 2019.
She's tearing people apart.
Technically 2019.
She's tearing families apart.
Technically 2019 has been scrapped already. She's been broken up by one of her previous owners. I did buy a bit, but she's still ain't going.
Probably lost in the post.
Somewhere, probably. Shall we carry on?
How many rules have I got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's just 5 rules of robotics. I like
it's
that.
It's not robotics.
Robots, then. Sorry.
Yeah. You may continue.
Okay. So the design of Mad Catter, they have a modular setup. So obviously in this one they've got the vertical spinner. And that whole sort of middle frame section part can also drop out and they can slot in the other one that's got the big axe thing on it. So they can have just this massively comically oversized axe that could just wail on people.
I don't like how they've clearly all... Either they're all from different brands, or they all have washed their denim shirts at different times. Because they are all slightly different shades
all
of blue.
All slightly more faded than the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, the team behind Mad Catter goes back quite a way. There's quite a... history to them.
And they didn't apply because...
They just didn't. Well, they did this year. But the team originally goes back to one we've also looked at, Bad Kitty.
Have we looked at Bad Kitty?
Yeah, that was in the one with Granny's Revenge. That was with Bucky and Granny's Revenge.
I don't like that one either.
You didn't like it, but that's when we did it.
The red one's worse.
Oh, the red one's horrible.
The pink one, I can... This goes back to rule 5. If a kid could have made it...
I don't like it.
Well, you're an adult, aren't you? Yeah. You should have a bit more...
Do better.
Do better.
So, yeah, the team Bad Kitty is their name, so they also branched out into two other ones. So, part of them also became Kronos.
Have we done them?
They've come up with them, because
they look a lot like Mobius's team.
Yeah, last year they had the one with the big cog on the top of them, and that's... That one there is this...
Oh, yeah, the big cog team. That one I definitely know.
But we've
looked... Are they wearing trap pants?
I can't tell if they're trap pants or just, like... No, it's like a...
Oh, no, it's the cape it's over like the top, thing, isn't it? Yeah. For a second there, I was so conflicted.
So they're part of that, and they also are part of one from last year, one called Warhawk. Which is just a nice...
Doesn't thing. Look like a hawk.
It's got the bird thing-ish.
It doesn't even have the bird thing, so...
But I say, so Warhawk is it
you
in...
You done goofed!
Warhawk isn't in this season, but...
Why has it got spanners on its... thing? Pliers?
It's just a cool design.
It just confuses me. Just,
but then,
just carry on.
So the chassis and the frame sort of thing for that one, because they're not in this year, has also gone into one that is in this year, one called the Big Dill.
Well, like Pickle.
Yes.
A Pickle Rick.
And then he turned himself into a little pickle. Funniest thing I've ever seen.
You know why he turned himself into a pickle?
No.
To avoid going to therapy. Like, that's genuinely the premise.
Is that genuinely the...
The what? Premise of the episode is that they're going to family therapy, and that he's like, "What, Granddad, where are you? Where are you, Rick?" And Rick's like, "Look, Morty,
turn myself into a pickle.
You did this on purpose so that you wouldn't have to go to therapy, didn't you?" And he's like, "No, I just did it because it was funny. Like, what are you on about?" And then he has to go to therapy.
As a pickle.
But he goes into the sewer. There's a whole thing. It's a whole thing, but basically, the premise is he didn't want to go to family therapy because he didn't want to address the fact that he left his daughter because he didn't want to have the family responsibility of having a daughter. So he turns himself into a pickle. So anytime you see someone being like, "I'm Pickle Rick," just know that they are masking and running away from their trauma.
Or they're just a cunt because they watch Rick and Morty.
So this Mad Hatter guy, or the person who's in charge of Big Dill, they could be the therapist for the revolution.
For the revolution. Okay.
Because yeah. They're clearly running away from their problems. And I think the best way to run away from your own problems is to point out and try to solve other people's. So, for example, Matt, tell me about your childhood trauma.
No.
Why?
Because if we're doing...
Do you not want to help me?
Yes, but not right this second.
Wow.
So, Mad Cat also has ties with a previous...
Like entrant. Bondage.
You shut the fuck up.
I hate it.
So that...
Who's the fucking furry?
I don't know.
There's been a Bad Kitty, then Mad Cat,
yep.
And now this one, which has
this one is
paws.
This one is called Cat King.
So one of them is a fucking cat boy. Aren't
probably, yeah. That was the one that they took to China.
Look, it's 2021, nearly. I think it's time that we embrace the cat boys.
The cat boy.
We got the e-girls, we got the cat boys, and we got the maid boys.
And we can all live in harmony.
There's another one for girls, isn't there? Like... I've seen a lot of like bimbos on TikTok recently, like Bimbo Pride. So maybe it's like we got the e-girls, we got the bimbos,
and you,
we got the himbos.
I say you've got then like cat boys and then himbos. You got the
cat
the
boys and himboys. Himboys.
Hidden boy.
That's my Catholic upbringing showing through. You heard of what are they called? Those little boys that go in...
altar boys.
You got the altar boys. Now you got
hymn boys.
Hymn boys.
Yeah, makes sense.
They're not at the altar. They're just singing
just
them.
Just singing hymns.
That's so, what Musical.ly was actually training us for. Yes. Anyway.
So a lot of people have compared Mad Kitty's artwork, which is amazing for one, to an old RoboWars competitor, Agrabot.
I want a mad cat. Got a mad cat at home. Mad
cat at home.
That's what that...
Very accurate, yeah. Agrabot did decent, like, in... I think
it looks terrible.
It looks horrific, yeah. But it's one of the few to...
It looks like someone designed it on MS Paint. Also, its nose looks like a little face. So
cut off. Oh, yeah, it does. It's okay.
Mother. I crave violence.
So, what do you think of Mad Catter as a whole?
I mean, I liked it to start with, but everything you've told me has just made me hate.
Started out good and just...
I'm just wondering who the fairy is. Like, it's 2021 nearly. I feel like you should just embrace it, but at least tell us you're a fairy. Stop trying to, like...
hide it.
Yeah, just be a cat boy, okay? Like, not all of us will accept you, but not all of us should.
That's just how society works. If we don't like you, we'll either embrace you or beat you up.
Unless you're a capitalist, in which case I'm sneaking up on that revolution. Again, Jen, if you know a pyrotechnic guy...
Hit me up.
Also, do you know a counsellor?
Just by the by.
Oh, no. We said dill pickle guy.
Yes.
Dill pickle guy or gal. Or non-binary pal. You can be the counsellor. Martin, you can be in charge of the prison. The gulag.
The gulag.
Martin Mason in charge of the gulag.
Fair enough.
He'll probably call himself the general or something like that. He seems like the kind of guy. But I'm not wrong.
Mm. Oh, you're absolutely not. He's brilliant.
He'd probably call himself, like, the Punisher, and, like, we're not punishing them, they're just in the gulag.
Right, we shall move on to our final robot, to a god amongst mortals. To the one king of the universe.
I like that you just ignore my,
Rusty.
You know what he reminds me of?
What?
We are the rubber dubbers, this splash splash splash. But they did, like, there was something, like, close to the Rub-Dubbers, but it was about robots.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay, you're probably going to have to cut this out, because it's going to be, like, 3 minutes of silence as I watch. Littlest Robots?
I remember there was a thing where they were trying to, they would get the Octonauts.
I remember that.
No, it was on CBeebies.
Mm-hmm.
CBBC?
Well, Rubber Dubbers.
Yes, it was called the Little Robots.
Oh, I remember it.
Tiny and his little robot friends.
I remember Little Robots.
I wonder if you can find any episodes on YouTube, because it says iPlayers don't.
I imagine.
But do you remember the opening scene of Little Robots? Like the like
the opening titles of it.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Under a pile of scrap, there lay this little chap. He had a broken arm, but he made it good, then fixed his friends like robots should.
Little robots.
There's Tiny, Messy, Sporty, Stretchy, Rusty, Stripey, Noisy, Spotty, Scary, Boo, Flappy the Bat,
Sparky Twins.
And that's that.
Little robots.
They may
built their homes round a nut and bolt tree. Now turn on the sunshine.
Wowee!
Little robots.
Little robots.
Little robots.
Little robots.
Little robots.
Little robots.
Anyway. That's what Rusty reminds me of, Little Robots. And because of that, I automatically love him, and there's nothing you can tell me that's not going to make me like him, because he's good. Like childhood.
Good. I'm so glad you like Rusty. He's amazing.
How do you not remember Little Robots?
Now you've shown me, I do remember Little Robots, yeah.
That's probably not even copyright now.
Probably not, no.
Because it's that old, that... Little robots.
Yeah, so Rusty was built by...
Little Robots was BattleBots propaganda. You can't tell me.
Rusty was built by a team called Team Iron Force, which mm-hmm. is just a one...
Is that meant to be like you know...
The Iron Giant. One of my favourite films ever.
I haven't seen it.
I cry every time.
That's why I'm not going to see it.
Yes, so it was built by them. So it's at the very least, it's his first heavyweight. It might actually be his first robot. Entirely, I can't quite remember. Rusty has basically become a giant meme just already. Like, every single, like, combat robot group, I mean, there's just so many memes of Rusty. It's amazing how just... He's very quickly become, like, the people's champion. Like, who cares who wins it? Rusty has just won it all. It's amazing.
Well, he can... His arm probably won't work, but it's okay because he can fix it. And then he'll fix his friends too.
I did hear it described as he looks like one of the helper robots that just suddenly like gained sentience and wanted to go and fight.
Could be worse, could be like Claptrap.
You don't like Claptrap, do you?
I love Claptrap.
I do as well.
But he kind of sometimes just fucks himself over. You know, like every person in Borderlands has an ultimate.
Mm.
His just randomizes. It could be something good, it could be something bad. You just don't know. That's why it's called Claptrap.
Okay, fair.
So it could be something like amazing. It could just instantly kill all your enemies, or it could like decrease your health by half.
Oh wow.
Just
because
you don't know. It's completely random.
Oh, fair enough.
It's a Claptrap, if you will.
Mm. So Rusty was built, as the name implies, completely out of like scrap. And just
you don't say.
Rusted metal that the guy...
A bit... Babe, I know the story of Tiny from The Little Robots. You don't need to explain. Like, I know. I'm aware.
So, according to the book, there's only about... For the actual building of the robot, for like off-the-shelf parts, there's only about $1,000 to $1,500 in the robot. It's one of the cheapest BattleBots I think I've ever seen built, pretty much. A lot of it was just recycled parts, so...
He was built out of friendship and recycling?
Yes, basically.
I told you, I know all about Tiny from The Little Robots. You may call him Rusty, and I won't dead name him for much longer. But you can't tell me that's not Tiny from The Littlest Robots. Little Robots, sorry.
So the main part of it used to be a mailbox, was the big back bit of it, but they did change
it. Oh, is this American?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Bit annoying.
This
is alright.
Is it?
Oh wait, it's Jen American.
Yes.
For fuck's sake, Jen! You're probably a fucking capitalist, aren't you?
And also, yes, that is a mixing bowl as a hat.
It's not a hat. It's part of his head.
It's his helmet.
It's his head.
All right, it's his head then.
Thank you. I'm glad we could agree.
So that's the sort of weapon he's got. So it's a air-powered sort of jackhammer, like standard sort of hammer thing. It was originally fitted when it was announced first with just a big clobbering hammer.
Is that the creator?
Yeah, that's David. It's brilliant.
David just needs a top hat and a pipe. That's all he needs.
Good day.
And I would do anything. He could spout utter like... bull. Like he'll be like, custard is actually made of cow farts, and I'd be like, yes, David.
Yes, of course. Whatever you
sorry, say. Sorry, Sir David.
Sir David.
Ma ma ma.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
See, too rusty. Steampunk. Mm. Like a steampunk pipe. Steampunk.
I'm like. I have another builder describe Rusty as it's like if steampunk had a baby, had a love child of a minion and a tank.
Okay, let's not bring minions into this. Let's not sully the waters.
let's not muddy the good name of Rusty. He's also one of the he's the only tracked robot in the entire competition.
You keep talking, but the theme song of Little Robots is still in my head.
For fuck's sake.
Little robots. Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah, so it's all sort of built sort of by hand, just with it's like a meter.
Tell me that man would not look great with a pipe.
He would.
And out of the top would just come bubbles.
That would look like bubble blowing machine sort of things. That would look brilliant, actually.
And a little frog on top of his top hat.
Why a frog?
Oh, well, it'd have to be a little thing, but you can't have a bird, can you? Mm,
true.
The electronics would not go well. So it'd have to be an amphibian of sorts.
Yeah, there's just a lot to love about him. Like even when he's just sitting on the sitting on his trolley waiting to go in, he just looks so happy. He's brilliant.
He's stretching.
He is. He's limbering up before the big game. So I take it by that you love Rusty.
You mean Tiny, yeah.
You know it's going to be really hard to edit to try and get that because it's going to sound terrible.
What?
try and cut all the way around the theme song bit.
Little robots. You're just going to have to put it in.
Yeah, I guess.
You can probably get that VHS video because it's not copyright.
Yeah, probably. I'll try and get a better one for it.
What? You're not doing it from VHS?
I'd like to hope.
It was sold as a UK retail tape, so they got that from like Woolworths or something.
Oh wow! So it's a Little Robots is a very UK centric reference to make.
2003 is when Little Robots was on TV.
Jesus Christ!
So I was 6 years old.
I think on that note, that's going to be a good place to.
Oh, that means I have to get up. We've been talking for an hour.
Yeah. Well, most of that was you going on about overthrowing the capitalists.
Oh, you better keep that in.
I'm going to, yeah, because it's quality content.
But also, if you don't keep that in, you have to take out all the other mentions of it.
That's the thing. Now we mentioned it now, so I've got to keep it in. So.
Yeah, but I also said that. Fucking, what's his name, Martin?
Martin, yeah.
Martin's going to be in charge of the gulag. So, if you kept nothing else but that in, they'll be like, what a gulag?
That might be the title, who knows?
Martin's in charge of the gulag.
Something clickbaity or attention grabby like that.
That one episode that we mentioned, Sims, has had the most.
I think that
has the most views.
It's either that one or the very first one with Dear Tom Nelly's got the most. I think one's at nearly 200 views.
Fucking Nelly.
The bane of your existence.
No, it's fucking Dear Tom.
Okay.
Why would. It's the fact they put fur on the outside.
Should we call it there?
Little robots.
Yes, we're going to call it there. Thank you everyone for listening to this BattleBot special of the podcast. Please let us know what you think of it. Leave comments and stuff down at the bottom. Social media links will be in the description. And we'll see you for the next episode.
Yeah, Jen and Martin hit me up about board meetings. We need to get a time and a place. We'll probably do it over Zoom to make it COVID secure. So hit Matt up.
See you there, everybody. Bye.
Bye.